Now, tonight on RT1, O'Casey in the Estate is on, and it's a documentary about a making of The Plough and the Stars, of course, written by Sean O'Casey. And it uses people from the East Wall, where Sean O'Casey was born and brought up. And to talk to us about it is one of the cast, Aaron Connolly from the East Wall. How are you doing, Aaron?
Oh, good. Can't complain, right? Thanks.
Good. Thanks for taking our call. And your, would you say, acting coach, Peter Coonan? Is that the way to describe him? How are you doing, Peter?
How are you, Ray? How's it going? Good. I don't know if I'd be called an acting coach. I was brought in just to help out.
Yeah. And specifically Aaron, was it?
Yeah, specifically Aaron, yeah.
Yeah.
Katrina felt that obviously he had a fondness for the show, and he was comparing his character at times to Darren, and she thought there was a natural talent there, and there was just something that could be unearthed, and she felt that maybe I was the guy who could do it.
Okay. So Aaron, you are a fan of Love Hate, so we'll talk about that in a moment. But tell us a little bit about Plough and the Stars and how it came about.
Well, I was actually in touch with the actress Nellie Conroy, because I'd done drama with her back in 2014 in the Swan Youth Service, the youth centre I attend on a regular basis.
Right.
And when I started off going in there, it was I was doing a drama group on a weekly basis, and that's how I got to know her. But then I haven't seen her in years, you know, after that. Like, but it was Halloween last year, 2019. I was in East Wall at an event, and I haven't to bump into her. But then I started keeping in touch with her from there on in. And then she got on to me through Facebook Messenger.
Right.
And she was telling me about the programme that was happening. And then I signed up for it then, you know what I mean, and got involved. And then I got to know Mariah Tuckett and stuff, you know. So that's how I really got involved.
The exciting thing is, of course, the plan, I'd say that, the plan was to stage The Plough and the Stars in the Abbey Theatre, which is daunting. So you'd appeared in plays, but nothing as big as this before, had you?
I know this is the biggest thing I've been in so far, because I'm actually in a drama group called Uncut Diamonds, and we just put on like shows like around like players that like come up with kind of on the spot, like as all of a group, you know, kind of thing. And you know, we'd be in the East Wall, like in the Sean O'Casey Theatre in East Wall every now and then, and the new theatre in Temple Bar, putting on these players. So I was never in acting this big, so this is the biggest thing I've been in, I've never actually acted in the Abbey Theatre before, so it was a bit nerve-wracking, like, to walk up for, but, you know, this is something, like, all actors have to, like, face, like, matter how small or big you are, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The National Theatre, Aaron. The National Theatre. You play, is it Lieutenant or Lieutenant? I always forget. Which is it, Lieutenant?
Lieutenant Langan.
Yes, yeah. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, he's kind of like a young soldier, like, I suppose, but, it's like not like a big role, but like it's very difficult, you know, because of what happens to him and all, and the energy that has to go into it, you know.
Yeah.
Because I actually have died in a lot of plays and short films that I've done, like in the youth service, and you know, I've had it easy with dying in those because I didn't have to act like I was in like pain or in a jock or anything like that, you know. So this time around, I was like, when Peter came in, like I knew I had to act like that, kind of like as if I was dying, but when Peter showed me to it, I was like, my goodness, like this, there's some energy you have to put into this, like, and it's not easy either, you know. So I think like what it is, like you have to eat like all good proper foods and all, like, and like have a good meal before you do all that performing, you know, like, because I took lumps out of me, you know.
Yeah. Really, it's a sport, isn't it, Peter? So how do you how do you coach somebody into acting how to die?
Oh God! Well, on the day, it was just oh God! I think it's just about trying to get someone to kind of lose their inhibitions and not to be nervous, and to be also to be not to be afraid to make a mistake. I think that's the main thing that people go through at any stage of their acting career, because especially with situations like death or like having a fit or having moments on stage where you kind of might be losing your mind or something is happening like that. And I think it's just an energy that you have to, in the initial stage, is just let yourself go and be willing to make that mistake and not be worried that other people are going to think, oh, your man's mad or your man's gone too far or whatever it is. And I still have those worries at times when I'm doing theatre, especially that you just have to rev yourself up when you're at a stage you're going to run through and you just go for it. And it could be wrong, it could be too big, it could be even be too small, but you have to go there sometimes to understand that there's a certain point that you have to get to. And you know, with someone like Katrina, that's why Katrina's so perfect for something like this, is because she makes you feel very comfortable and she creates an atmosphere of support.
She's the director.
She's the director, Katrina McLaughlin, yeah.
So what was it like, Aaron, the first time you, as Peter says, you let go, you got rid of all your inhibitions? What was it like the first time?
You mean like, yeah, just like getting into the character kind of thing?
Yeah, and the death scene.
Well, it was just really like what Peter said to me, like kind of imagine you're walking down a road really and what you'd be like if you were actually walking down the road and you were shot, like let's say in a case of mistaken identity.
Right.
And now I heard from being shot, like you don't feel the pain straight away, like with the shock, but it kicks in after a while kind of thing.
Okay.
But like, it was just mainly how would I feel knowing that, like, if I was feeling that I was going to die, like, if I saw me life flashing in front of me kind of thing, like, I know I'd be scared, like, really bad, you know? So
yeah,
it was kind of getting into that and just imagining I was in that moment kind of, really, and trying to get into that emotion,
Is the temptation to scream and shout and do the grunting noise, is that the temptation?
Well, that really it is, you know, but it's about keeping her up really as well, and just like having that energy there, you know. Like,
yeah,
it's not easy, you know, but once you get into it, like, and you keep practicing it, like, and I'd say, like, you'll get it, you know. Like, I still personally believe I do have to work on it, obviously, because, you know, we had to kind of stop rehearsing after a while, like, because, like, the outbreak got worse in the country, so, like, you know. But I'd be willing to like do it all again, you know, if it had to be done, because it was a great experience from start to finish. And when Peter came in, my God, it was just, it felt so surreal, because like after all these years of watching him in these films and programs, like, you know, so it was lovely. It was, you know.
Yeah. You're a fan of Love Hate, as I said, and it's back on the telly on Fridays now, and it's, there's a lot of love out there for it, Peter, still.
So I believe, yes. I've been told nearly 500,000 people tuned in to the first episode again.
Yeah.
It's something still that, you know, I'm still hugely proud of being involved in something that, you know, was so important and struck the zeitgeist of a nation back then. And 10 years on, it's hard to believe when it finished. So it's great.
Is it 10 years ago?
Since it finished. What? No, sorry, hold on.
Since it started.
2014.
There you go, 2014,
ten,
it finished.
10 is when, 14 is when it finished, excuse me.
Thanks, Aaron, you're the expert.
Yeah, get up.
I never forget it, you know the date.
You know exactly where you were.
It's great to be able to watch it on the telly, because you get the music that Stuart chose perfectly for every scene.
Yeah.
So that's the real beauty of watching it on RTE at the moment.
Who's your favourite character, Aaron, in Love Hate?
But you know, it was actually a hard choice. It was, at first it was Robert Sheehan, Darren, but when like Peter came in the second season, like that was kind of both. But we all know, like, well, I'm not going to give spoilers or anything, but we all know, like, at some point one character went kind of thing.
I think we all know the fate of Darren and then Fran.
I actually cried over what happened to you as well, you know.
Stop.
But then it didn't come back.
And you cried that it didn't come back. They might do a reunion, get the old band back together in a few years.
You never know. Hope you see a prequel.
Yeah, so tonight is the first of two documentaries about O'Casey in the Estate, and it's about Aaron and the rest of the Eastwall natives getting together to put on The Plough and the Stars in the Abbey. You'll have to wait and see what happens with the lockdown and the pandemic and all that. But tonight you see the casting process and you get to meet Aaron. I don't think you're in it tonight, Peter. I think it's next week you're in it. But
I think it's next week. Yeah. It's a wonderful series, though. Really, really brilliantly done.
Yeah. Okay, Peter, mind yourself.
Aaron, thanks a million, Ray.
Aaron, great talking to you. I'm sure we'll talk in the future, both of you. You might have a bright future as an actor, Peter, and maybe you as well, Aaron. I'm joking.
Thanks a million, Ray.
He certainly does.
Okay, good luck. Mind yourself. See you. Bye.
Cheers,
bye.
Thanks.
Thanks a million.
That's it for us. That's on at 10:15 tonight on RT1. Mary Wilson's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Mind yourselves and stay safe.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.